Terrific. All right. Fantastic, even. I'm going to upgrade that diagnosis to fantastic. It is 2:10 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. And you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. It's another episode of Listen. Just smell something. You might have smelled a lot of meters just now. Six tracks worth of meters, actually, because that's what we just did. This played a whole bunch of meters. It was the Artiste Spotlight of the Week. So let's go. We had meters, the meters with Ease Back, Sang a Simple Song, Jungle Man, People Say, Running Fast, and Thinking. So you can run fast and think at the same time, by the way. Don't think that's too much multitasking for the average human mind. That's just fine. That muscle memory will take you a long way. And I mean actual, you know, land distance. Muscle memory will run your ass as many miles as your lungs can handle. All right. What else is happening in basketball? The Miami Heat against the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm kind of ho-hum about it. Love me some Jimmy Butler, but I don't feel like he's on his way to a ring. Even if he gets to the finals, I think whoever comes out of the West is going to have him and his team for a snack. But you know what? I've been disastrously wrong all year, so perhaps the Miami Heat win it all. I don't even bloody know no more. All I know is last year, out of the final four in the NBA playoffs, none of those teams had either won a championship ever or within the last, like, 50-plus years. So that was super interesting who was going to take it. This year, every team in the final four, Golden State, Dallas, Boston, Miami, has won a championship in the last 15 years, I would say, going back as far as the Celtics. So not that they're the same teams, not that that's a sign of trouble, not that there's a problem with, you know, I just feel like, man, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I think the Warriors take it all, however, because they're just, nobody's going to stand in their way now. Could have been Chris Paul, but lo and behold, no Chris Paul.
Or you told me a lie, yeah, when you packed your bags to leave. But tears fell like rain, yeah, as I watched you pack your bags to go. Oh, I fooled you this time, but I just wanna let it show that you were really old.
Try you one more. sucker. Black hell breaks loose. Are you ready for the Black Street Fighter? The Black Street Fighter. He's a fighter for hire, and he's paid to take on all comers. Today, he's going right to the top. He's taking on the system. The Black Street Fighter. He's all white hot fury. He's all stone cold nerve. He's all big black fists. He's 60,000 volts of black power. The Black Street Fighter. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. The Black Street Fighter. He's bad.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people on the Phoenix Suns saying, don't blame me. Well, you know what? You guys let me down. It's time for the Blame Show. First of all, you're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. Hello, my name is Logic Johnson. It's another episode of
Listen, Just Smell Something,
where I try to pretend like it's 1976 with the music, but I clearly indicate that it's 2022 with the basketball talk. You all figure that out. The last block of tracks here, that was our Ladies O' Funk little section there. We had some Joyce Jones with Help Me Make Up My Mind. Aretha Franklin with The Weight. Randy Crawford with Street Life. Marlena Shaw with Back For More. Millie Jackson with It's All Over But The Shoutin'. That sounds like the Phoenix Suns. And Patrice Rushen with Don't Blame Me. So who do we blame? Well, first of all, Chris Paul and Devin Booker, the two incredible backcourt teammates there, completely laid an egg. Shot 0 for something, some ridiculous number in the first quarter. We're a paltry 20-something percent combined from the field all night. They just could not get it going. And it really was one of those nights. I'm not going to say, like, oh, they didn't try or they... But, man, Chris Paul didn't really go down firing, I got to be honest with you. He tried to let the game come to him when it was time to push it all. The cliff was approaching, the end was near, and he's still trying to kind of let the flow, you know. That's as masterful as that is, 90% of the time, your entire season's about to run dry, and you're in desperation mode. You gotta, I don't know. Maybe I'm being too hard on the man. Besides that, who do you blame? Luka Doncic, that's who you blame. Because that motherfucking crazy. He's a machine. And they made the mistake of making fun of him. I gotta say, I always say, like, I don't like a bully. And the Suns seem to me like an up-and-coming... kind of been through the paces, worked their way up, and wouldn't have that foul mouth, that kind of bully attitude. But man, they got a little bit full of themselves there in the playoffs and thought it would all just happen, and it didn't happen. But made fun of Luka Doncic, who, guess what, that's not a smart thing to do, turns out. Had a little Larry Bird in him because he turned around and said, oh yeah? And then he rolled him and smoked him for two games, so... So that's going to be fun. Luka Doncic versus the Golden State Warriors. But I got to say, the Suns. Woof. I would have put a lot of money on that and lost a lot of money. But luckily, Logic Johnson ain't no gambling man. Okay, now this. We'll be right back.
All right. Baby, come on, Bam. Come here, baby. Sock it to him one time. Woke up this morning, you're not together. Been a bad weekend, you're under the weather. Feet hit the floor, your stomach howling. Ow! Lay back, relax, and let the groove move you. You're feeling lousy, you gotta get the day. The man told you got to work today. Your pocket is sad and your head is bad. Lay back, relax, and let the groove move you.
Let the groove move you.
Dig my band, baby. Yes! Now it's late in the evening and you're uptight. You slept all day, you wanna fall tonight. Feet hit the floor, your wife hollers, no! Lay back, relax, and let the groove move you. The weekend comes, you get your pay. Check the man took out a thing. No door to blow, turn on your radio. Lay back, relax, and let the groove move you.
Let the groove move.
Star. Oh, but you got to be a man. Do better You're sure enough uptight. Thank you.
All right, it is 2:58 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time here in Greater Montreal. Hello, folks. How you doing? It's your good friend Logic. I hope, good friend. Not to be needy, but, you know, I'd like to think that we had developed a rapport over these previous dozen years that we've been doing this. Here on Listen, just smell something. It used to be 4 to 6, now we're 1 to 4, we're moving on up. But you know what? I'm comfortable where I am. I don't need to get no earlier than this. Now, some tracks. All right, we had Dave Cortez and the Moon People with Happy Soul. Herb Johnson's Statement with Damn Faint. And I ain't even going to spell that. Trust me. Cuss the Groove Lewis with Let the Groove Move You. Frank Williams with You Got to Be a Man. Robert Moore with Everything's Gonna Be Alright. Yeah, tell that to the Sons. And the Sons of Slum with Push and Pull. So what do we have coming up next? It is actually time for the soundtrack of the week. But first, I'm gonna just go ahead and hit everybody with the full basketball roundup. I'm running out of material here with two series left going on, you know. I'm not going to talk about no Lakers there. Blech, you know what I'm saying? Except for the incredible coincidental resemblances with the Suns here in Game 7. But, you know, I got two series to talk about. Golden State and Dallas. Look, I think Golden State is a freight train. They're back on their thing from like 5-6 years ago. And I got to say, it's a beautiful thing. All right. I was sick and tired of the Warriors there for a while because, frankly, they went and picked up Kevin Durant, and I'm not a super team fan, excuse me. You might have noticed that in my previous ramblings. So I really just got, they made me want to puke my soup. However, you know, the original team that won that first championship and that won the 73 games, that was a beautiful team, and they're kind of back on that thing right now, so I'm not going to be too harsh on the Warriors. You know, Steph Curry and them. Well, maybe Steph Curry finally picks up his first Finals MVP. Who knows? All right. But I do think that it's theirs to lose at this point. Who comes out of the East? I think it is going to be Miami. I think that there's no surprises in store with that team. They're surprisingly stable. And one Jimmy Butler is incredibly experienced in the ways of turning it on come playoff time and just refusing to lose, just kind of willing his team and willing great performances out of him. So I would have loved to see him, what he would have done had he been on the Suns in Game 7. See, that would have been an entire different scriptola because he would have at least went down. If he had to go down, he'd have gone down shooting 30 shots. So I think it is going to be Golden State versus Miami. And then I think the Golden State, again, they're going to make a very modest meal out of any team that's in their way, I believe. But then again, Luka Doncic is a one-man steamroller tank of a person guy with the basketball, so you never know what he might do to those guys' faces with 7 games to wiggle around in. So I'm going to go with Golden State versus Miami in the NBA Finals. That is your Logic Johnson NBA prediction, which is somehow going to wind up disastrously wrong. Coming up next, the Dolemite soundtrack, folks. That's right. I'm giving it to you in its integrity. Here we go. First, the trailer.
This is Rudy Ray Moore, better known as Dolemite. I'm the one that killed Monday and whooped Tuesday and put Wednesday in the hospital. Called up Thursday to tell Friday not to bury Saturday on Sunday. I've got an all-girl army that knows what to do. They'll fox